Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having us. So we're going to talk a few minutes on the screener topic, but my portion is a little bit different. I'm going to talk about some of the things that we deal with in the capture phase of screeners, if you will, and maybe some education, but let's talk about what we do a little bit upstream, say, Deluxe Company's eFilm, Company 3, and our remotes team, EC3, as well as Deluxe Company Encore for television. So we have a whole team that goes out to projects that are shooting. They can be all over the world. We send out teams that capture the data. We take the magazines from the crews, and we are starting with the hair and makeup test, the camera testing, things like that. There needs to be viewing of that material, and so we have a lot of different solutions that we come up with so that back here in Los Angeles, you can see some of that content. It all has to be secure. We can't let it out. We don't ship anything like DVDs anymore like back in the day. So some of the things that we're doing continue on into production. So for example, we'll have a team that is receiving the data, securely archiving it, verifying it. We work with partners as well, say like PIX, to deliver elements to the studio. We're delivering directly on the private network, our private network to the cutting room here in LA. And then from there, what we'll also encounter is first unit, second unit. So we may have a second unit team that's rolling in, say, Iceland, but the first unit team is in Atlanta, and they need to see content. So what happens is that we will host a session, a virtual session, in one of our studios in Atlanta so that the first unit can see the second unit content in a full resolution display. But it's never really sent to them. It's just a streaming. So we look at those type of solutions. We go outside of the family as well with, say, Technicolor or Colorfront in locations that maybe we don't have an outpost. And we utilize those type of family members for these type of screenings and reviews and collaboration setups because they have best practices set up. We never leave it to chance. We never just say, let's just send the file and hope it works. We've got security in mind, but also we have to make sure that it's accurate. The imagery is accurate, the projection's correct, the sizing, the color, the imaging science, all of that comes into play and is just as important as security. As the lifeline continues in the production process, then that starts with the visual effects pools. We have to make sure that each studio is secure. We've got each plate going to the different vendors, and then the roundabout, the visual effects coming back to us. Then we lead into the marketing, the trailers and so forth. We may even start trailers while they're still shooting. There are teasers that we will create. While they're shooting, the creatives need to see and sign off on those, and that comes into play. How can we securely send a screener, if you will, of a trailer or a teaser while they're still shooting the film? And that's how we utilize the Deluxe Private Network, Deluxe Studios, things like that. Like I said, we have a lot of partners in that we utilize. Pinewood overseas, we're utilizing the Aspera folks, SohoNet, and we make sure that we're keeping that secure pipeline always open and having accurate images. We talked about the visual effects. We talked about the trailers. Then finally into the DI. The DI continues. We're working on that, and as well as there needs to be collaboration. The cinematographer goes off into another show, so he or she is in London, but they need to collaborate on a show that's here in LA. Again, we will use our studio, our pipeline, for screenings, if you will, so that they can collaborate on the final look of the film. Then from there, after the show's over with, we securely send it over to our family over with Deluxe, and they then will make those final elements. And from there, I'll turn it over to Dimitri.
Hi. Some of you might be already using our services. What we are responsible for is creating and utilizing Deluxe's private network where possible, and Deluxe's infrastructure when possible. However, what we actually do is create and maintain and continue on building up the platforms. So for our clients, what we do in terms of, if you look at the entire supply chain, starting from production phase and through post-production into sales and marketing, we supply a couple of services and platforms. One of them is MediaView, which is a pretty much review and approval workflow that allows the studios and various other entities to collaborate around kind of post-production marketing elements in a secure fashion with kind of various bodies around the world. Another platform is Secure Cinema, which is the screener pretty much platform. We also have some dailies solutions for certain projects. But Secure Cinema is definitely the kind of the sweet spot on the e-screeners or digital screeners, where we do start from, you know, pretty much taking content from whenever it's available from our creative services teams, or if it comes from outside of the LUX as well. Very often it's a collaborative environment for them as well, where they're working with somebody else together. And from there, we take it to various review and approval stages, whether it's creative, legal, somebody is looking for partners internationally for distribution, for awards purposes, and film festivals that we're servicing probably right now over 80 film festivals. And then it goes into the non-theatrical sales and kind of overall crosses into the sales and marketing. So there's definitely a lot of, it's not just theatrical, it's not just the content that is done by the core studios that they have a status quo. A lot of clients of ours are kind of in the television side, you know, the newcomers, so to speak. So we definitely provide a lot of services to those and allow for greater support for them as well. I guess Josh will continue with the throughout the supply chain, and then we'll come back to Q&A.
Thanks, Dmitry. This is like speed dating. Everyone's got 5 minutes to quickly get their words in. So I'm speaking on behalf of our media store product. So as content moves through from the creative process through to e-screeners and Academy Awards, we have a product called Media Store, which is a sales and marketing catalog management and delivery system. It has a big digital screening element for it. So whether you're at the MIPCOM, NatPe, any of these trade shows and content markets, we find that that's where people are saying, hey, we've got a catalog, we've got new releases in TV or features, and we need to be able to have offline viewing. And at this point, the Academy Awards have already happened, pictures been locked, so we're at the far end of it. So what we're finding is that we have clients in the TV broadcast space, as well as major studios, as well as some independent filmmakers that are saying, why do I have to work with your creative team or another creative house? Then I got to pull the content back, and then I got to go over and work with Dimitri's team in MediaView. Then I need to come to you and do distribution to iTunes. So the reason that I pulled together this team of three different parts of Deluxe. And many of you know Deluxe, we're a big company. We don't necessarily connect in every way. What we're finding is that we need to figure out ways by which we can connect together our different solutions. So what this diagram is trying to illustrate is that we are working with Josh Haney's team to figure out when a CTO of a broadcaster says, look, I want to deliver my content to you once. I want to have one security process that I follow. What we're trying to do at Deluxe is be able to go all the way through this process. So if someone's just come out of the awards, 3 or 4 weeks ago, and their content's in the system, and now their sales team's getting ready to head down to Cannes for MIPTV, they don't have to kind of deal with Deluxe all over again. We've already got their content. It's already loaded into our system. So we can take content that's sat in the MediaView platform or Secure Cinema, move it straight across into the Media Store platform, and allow that customer to have their iPad app all skinned and branded, get the equipment ready for MIPTV, and have second screen apps. So that's really where we're trying to play into it. And then the important part is, you see delivery there. When the content's been sold, what we're finding is that the content market, so now we've moved past the creative process, is they want to quickly turn it around. As all of the content windows are collapsing, we're finding that we can be down at MIPTV, a deal's getting done by a content owner, and we're getting calls very, very quickly, sometimes that day, to say, I've just done this deal, I need this delivered to a broadcaster in Canada. What we're finding is, because the content we're ingesting into Media Store may have come from the creative part, we've got the master, we've got the 4K file. The IMF is sitting with us, or is sitting with another partner around LA. We can bring that content in and do the distribution off to EST, to broadcasters, or if it's digital cinema, through our partnership with Technicolor, we pretty much have that covered where we can do the DCP deliveries around the world. So the point of this is that we're finding, while security is important, and as you see at the bottom, There's many budgets, locations, geography. That's the challenge. And we've spotted in the last 6 to 7 months, most meetings we've been told, hey, Deluxe, we need you to try and connect this up for us. Okay, work with other partners where they may have picked Pix as their vendor, for example, and not one of our daily solution. We're finding that we're having to integrate more into other partners. You've got other people that are probably newer than Deluxe that have a better API, that have a better ability to integrate. So I'm just, what we're trying to say is Deluxe realizes we've got to work with some of the newer companies, we've got to integrate, and we've got to kind of make sure that security, budgets, all of the kind of points we've brought up are there. So that was the purpose of this, is to say we're here at Deluxe trying to connect the dots through pre-production all the way through the delivery and distribution. So any questions for the three parts of Deluxe that have come together today to do like a speed pitch? So come on, no questions.
Not a question.
Okay.
Increasingly, TV shows are now going to festivals. So is it that when someone's submitting something to the festival for consideration of being included, you that they might use Deluxe, or is it that somehow you are delivery and distribution at the festival? I wasn't sure which, you know, what you, how you interface with the film festivals.
What purpose and what application? So with the film festivals, there is a broad, actually, several ways the system is utilized. One of them is for smaller film festivals. Very often, we are actually used to replace the need for DCP to be delivered to a film festival for kind of audience to be screening the feature, or if not feature, it could be episodes as well. But we also have a lot of need for screeners to be provided to people who didn't make it to the screening, or somebody who is trying to make an acquisition deal, but they say we need to have yet another person to take a look at the feature in order to make the decision, and it needs to be very quick. It needs to be pretty much immediate. This is, and secure, of course. So this is where we come in very often, pretty much on a daily basis for various film festivals worldwide. There is also a need for film festival nominating committees that actually decide which content will be screened. There we probably participate in about 40 film festivals as well.
Something to add to that with TV is, while the large studios and theatrical have a window that kind of has more time to spare, what we're seeing with people like Awesomeness TV is a great example. They did a presentation at HPA Tech Retreat, I think it was 2 years ago, and any of you that were there would notice that the window was so condensed from greenlit all the way through to distribution. TV is obviously putting pressure on security, budgets, time frame to get stuff done. So we find that meeting the needs of a TV production unit and distribution is very different of that of a top-tier studio, and that's where we're having to adapt a little bit to meet the needs of TV.
I guess I have a question in back as well. Across all of these different business units and different pieces of the production, where do you see the most traction? In terms of, I mean, obviously this is all pretty new, right? But is there a particular, like, you know, we're plowing in pre-production, or we're plowing in delivery and distribution?
I would say it's on the delivery side and distribution. Timelines have been so compressed. There's more deals being done. The tie into localization and to get stuff to different territories, that seems to be putting the screws down onto these workflows.
And I would say on the production side, we have a team and a group of folks that have all been post-production trained, and now they have to be trained production style, as well as we have to have a mentality of be anywhere, anytime, and deal with schedule changes, weather changes, accidents, things like that, as well as educators. When we're dealing with movies that are not shooting 35mm one aspect ratio, those days are gone. We're seeing films, big films, that are shooting 10 different cameras, multiple aspect ratios, multiple color spaces, multiple deliveries each day, and no idea how much footage we're going to get each day, but be prepared no matter what. So those are the type of things that we've trained our folks to go out there and say, secure it. That is by far number one, secure it, replicate it, because once that magazine's given back to production, it's gone. It's not a tangible item, as we all know. But secure it and make sure that you can meet the deliveries, because editorial has to get working. Editorial is now in our space as well, near set. So if we're traveling to Vancouver or Atlanta or gosh, Louisiana editorial's there now, so they're looking for content right away, and they're cutting on day two of principal photography. So that's really the big change for us, and that's where we're seeing some major growth, is getting out there and staying with and keeping up with the production teams.
And to support what Josh said about localization and versioning and time frames, and I think that's where LPRE will attest to the fact that we've been delivering multiples of languages to various territories in the heartbeat that needs to be done immediate now, as soon as something been localized, immediately needs to be available to hundreds of people in China or anywhere else in the world in various languages. So for us, for the platform to be able to turn around that much content with a variety of languages and support for localization and the timeline, that's definitely the biggest kind of workload for us.
And I'd also add to that, what we find is that our clients say, well, you did it on this last show, and we've now condensed the schedule. So that bar is always moving for us, and that's the exciting part.
All right, well, thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, Josh. Josh, Dimitri, thank you so much. And you're sticking around, so if you've got questions, please approach them all individually, hopefully over a beverage.